Are you worried about getting weak bones and more fractures if you eat plant-based? After all, dairy products have long been promoted to be a good source of calcium. So if you remove animal-based foods from your diet, that would mean taking away dairy products like cow's milk, cheeses, and yogurts too. So where will you then get calcium on a plant-based diet? Or would you need to rely on supplements? I understand your concern, so let's talk about that today on this podcast. In this Ask the Dietitian episode, we'll look at whether you need to worry about getting progressively weaker bones if you remove dairy from your diet, and whether calcium supplements are needed if you eat this way long term. Ready to dive in with me? Let's go! Welcome to the Plant-Based Eating Made Easy podcast. I'm your host, Anna Zinn, plant-based registered dietitian and transition coach. Hi, friend. Do you want to regain your health with plant-based eating but feel overwhelmed and lost about how to do it? Do you feel it'll be hard to change your meat-heavy diet and impossible with working, running the home, or chasing after the grandkids? If so, you're in the right place. Here you'll find simple strategies, clear nutrition guidance, and practical tips to help you thrive plant-powered with more energy. So if you're ready to ditch the guesswork and transform your health the stress-free way, cozy up now with a hot cup of tea or listen while you walk, and let me show you how doable plant-based eating can be. Let's do this. Hi, friend. Have you started a plant-based diet but feel lost in how to eat this way to get the best health and nutrition? As a plant-based dietitian, I've seen a huge amount of diet information tossed about on the internet, many often contradictory, with some pieces of advice inaccurate and even harmful to human health. The plant-based diet world can feel even more confusing nutrition-wise, and that's expected. Because as a dietitian, I know how many layers and nuances there are to plant-based diet nutrition. It's not something that can be easily grasped by a plant-based diet beginner, and there's so much to learn on it. So if you are feeling overwhelmed and confused by all the conflicting diet information out there, I completely understand. That's why I created the online 6-module Plant-Powered Life Transformation course. I wanted to create a one-stop, step-by-step, ultimate roadmap to help you start and thrive long-term, eating and living a plant-powered lifestyle, and gain good nutrition in the process. You'll learn how to cook simple yet tasty plant-based meals and find out how to get good nutrition eating this new way. Through the video lessons and supporting resources, you'll walk away with recipes, nutrition-maximizing strategies, essential skills, money-saving tips, and practical lifestyle success strategies to help you thrive eating plant-powered for life. Find out more details at plantnourish.com/PPLT course or see the link in the show notes. I look forward to supporting you more in your plant-based diet journey through this course. Now let's turn our attention to today's topic. Growing up, I've always been taught that we need calcium for strong bones and that dairy was a good source of calcium. I still remember those famous Got Milk ads in the 90s, where many celebrities jumped aboard to get their photos taken with a milk mustache and a glass of milk. I remember one specific Got Milk ad that read, "Bones, bones, bones." Maybe so, but unlike 75% of women today, there's one way I'm taking good care of mine, by getting lots of calcium. How? From drinking lots of milk. 1% ice cold. With so much marketing around milk, dairy, and calcium, as well as growing up with cow's milk being offered and promoted in schools, it's no wonder that we have grown to have a reliance on cow's milk and other dairy products as a source of calcium, to the exclusion of everything else. So when we move from animal foods to plants, it's easy to feel unsure and worried that we'll now lack calcium in our diet. For example, I remember seeing this post made by a recent member of my community at the start of the year. She said, "Hi, just started plant-based diet yesterday and really want it to be a success. Can I please have some advice? How do I ensure I get enough calcium every day? Do I need to take supplements? I can understand this member's concern. We want to make sure we are getting all the nutrients we need, and it's natural to feel that when we move to a new way of eating, just plants, and leave behind foods like animal products, that we're at risk of not getting enough. This member wants to do what's right and cover all her bases, so to speak. Yet somehow taking lots of supplements while eating plant-based seems to defeat the purpose of eating plant-based, doesn't it? I'm sure many of you listening want to move to a plant-based diet to get off pills, not take more. But how do you get enough calcium on a plant-based diet if you don't have a source of calcium through dairy products? Do you need calcium supplements? Let's dive into this now. First, let's talk about calcium supplements. These are often prescribed because they are seen as a way to boost calcium intake and blood calcium levels, as well as prevent osteoporotic fractures. These can also be easily bought over the counter, so it's not a surprise that many are taking them. But are they actually safe and effective? Well, a closer look at research conducted over these past two decades is revealing that users of calcium supplements tend to have an associated increase in risk of heart disease, stroke, and death. Here's a possible reason why this may be the case. When a calcium supplement is taken, a large increase in calcium levels in the blood results, and this level stays elevated for many hours. When this happens, the blood is actually in a more hypercoagulable state, making the formation of blood clots more likely, hence potentially resulting in a greater risk of heart disease, strokes, and death. This means that though calcium supplements may reduce overall fracture rates slightly, the risk of their use must be balanced against possible benefits. This is why many leading organizations now are recommending that we meet our daily calcium intake requirements through foods rather than calcium supplements. This brings us to the next question. How much calcium do we need daily? As it turns out, it's less than we thought. Calcium balance studies are now showing us that our body is pretty savvy in terms of being able to adjust absorption and excretion levels within our body based on our intake. So for example, if a person eats more calcium than needed, the body tends to absorb less of that and excretes more to stay in balance. Around the world, calcium intake recommendations also vary. For example, in the United States, the RDA, or Recommended Dietary Allowance, for calcium is actually relatively high, at 1,000 mg for adult men and women and 1,200 mg for women over 50 years of age. On the other hand, recommendations in the United Kingdom are just 700 mg per day for adults. In light of all this, our real daily calcium needs are probably lower than we think and closer to the UK recommendations. Some of you may be thinking this now. If I don't take calcium supplements, will I be able to get enough calcium from foods, especially without dairy? And the answer to this is yes. You will definitely be able to get adequate calcium from food sources even without using dairy products. That's because there are lots of plant-based foods naturally high in calcium and which are well absorbed into our bodies. Just one example would be low oxalate vegetables such as kale, broccoli, and bok choy. These have a higher calcium bioavailability than that of cow's milk, so it means that the calcium from these vegetables will be better absorbed into our bodies. Also, nowadays, many foods are fortified with calcium, such as calcium vitamin D fortified plant-based milks, calcium sulfate set tofu, and calcium fortified cereals. Don't worry, the amount of calcium you'll get from these fortified foods at one time won't be as great as that from taking a calcium supplement, so it will not impact your blood calcium levels in the same way. If you are worried about getting weak bones without calcium supplements, don't be. Know that besides calcium intake, There are many other factors that are important in impacting bone mineral density, such as vitamin D intake and exercise. I hope to speak about this, as well as other good plant-based sources of calcium in future podcast episodes. So today we looked at a common question about plant-based diet nutrition that many starting or in their diet transition may have. Do we need to supplement with calcium when on a plant-based diet? And I showed you that the answer is no. There are risks to taking calcium supplements, so it is better to get your calcium through foods directly. And there are plenty of sources of calcium found in natural whole plant-based foods and also lots of calcium-fortified food options too. If you want to learn how to start and thrive long-term, eating and living a plant-powered lifestyle, and gain good nutrition in the process, check out my online plant-powered life transformation course. Inside, you'll learn not only how to cook simple yet tasty plant-based meals, you'll also gain nutrition-maximizing strategies, essential skills, money-saving tips, and practical lifestyle success strategies to help you thrive eating plant-powered for life. Find out more details at plantnourish.com/PPLT course or see the link in the show notes. Thank you for listening to the Plant-Based Eating Made Easy podcast. If this podcast has helped you, please rate and leave a written review on the Apple Podcast app or iTunes to let me know. Nothing will lift me up more than to read your review and see how this podcast has made a difference in your life. I also pick reviews to read on this show, so your review could be one of them. Come connect with me in my free Facebook community group, Beginners for Plant-Based Diet Success. Just go to bit.ly/PB Diet Success. That's bit.ly/PB Diet Success. You can also subscribe and follow this podcast to get notified when a new episode goes live. Signing off now, this is Anna, and I wish you the best health always.